everyone, and welcome to Season 7 of Keeping It Arcadia. In this episode, we'll be following up on our previous episode about Oscars and Grammys.
Today, we'll find out just how many of our predictions were correct. My name's Allison.
I'm Jayusha.
And I'm Supriya, and we're so excited to be back for another episode.
So, Emma Stone won her second Oscar today. How are we feeling about that?
Me personally, I mean, I liked her in Poor Things, but I thought that Lily Gladstone maybe deserved a little bit more.
Yeah, because we all know that you have very, very big opinions on
Killers of the Flower Moon, her role in that movie. Yeah, that was my favorite movie of the year, personally. And I really think that it was a landmark, really, what she did in that movie. But of course, Emma Stone did good, too.
So how do we feel about Oppenheimer? I was shocked that there were so many awards that Oppenheimer won. Because in the beginning, when I was looking at it, I was thinking, oh, Oppenheimer didn't win that many. Like, they were nominated. But suddenly, there was like 10 of them. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. You know, it seems like definitely one of those, I don't want to say it, like Oscar-baity, like movies like that. Movie that's like guaranteed to win an Oscar, at least one. And I think it deserved pretty much everything it won. They took away a lot, though.
Yeah, right. They did. I actually have a list of them. Hold on, let me think of it. Okay, so they won Best Picture. As we know, Cillian Murphy won Best Actor. Best Supporting Actor was Robert Downey Jr., Best Director, Christopher Nolan, Best Original Score, Best Cinematography, Best Film Editing, and there was something else too. I just don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
But oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, let's keep it there.
Yeah. No, I think because of them, some other movies kind of definitely lost opportunity, like Killers of the Flower Moon, which won no Oscars. And speaking of Oppenheimer, that whole Barbenheimer rush was super interesting earlier, but Barbie itself didn't really win any Oscars.
It won the music thing for Billy.
Yeah, the music thing, but that wasn't like within the movie itself,
I don't think it did win any.
As for actual Barbenheimer, which one did you guys see first?
I watched Barbie. The day it came out, I went to the theater with my friend, and then we watched it together.
Did you double preview or just Barbie?
Just Barbie.
I didn't watch Barbie until way later.
Really? Uh-oh. I saw Oppenheimer the day of release, like on the day, and the theater was so crowded. But then, funny thing is, I ended up seeing Barbie twice afterwards, though. Like,
oh, that's good. I only watched it once because there was that whole like Barbie craze, and people had such creative outfits, honestly.
Oh yeah. Like the whole marketing team for Barbie was insane. Like,
I know.
Like, I swear, I'm the only person who didn't dress up to go see Barbie. Sorry, I forgot.
It's like the same thing with Minion Rise of the Groove. You know how everyone is dressing
up? I remember that. It's a throwback. That was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, but how do we feel about Billie's performance? I think she did really well. I'm super proud of Billie Eilish.
A good song. Mm-hmm. I think you rarely see movie songs like that, like topping the charts.
Yeah, that is true. I think the last one was the Adele song for, it was Snowfall.
Skyfall.
Yeah. That one was really big.
That reminds me of, you guys remember that Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, and Star is Born?
Wait. That movie is actually good,
though. I love that movie. One of my mom's favorite movies.
Okay, the plot twist at the end was so...
Yeah. Wait, and then just like Colors of the Flower Moon, is there any other movie that you guys feel like was really underappreciated? I feel like this wasn't really a movie year for me, so I don't really have too much to say on it.
For me, when I think about that, I immediately think of the animated section that makes me think about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I love that movie. That was probably one of my top 10 movies of the year, which might be controversial, but I really loved it. And it didn't even get nominated for Best Animated. Oh. Like, especially when... I believe Disney's Wish got nominated, which made me mad because Wish was very okay. Like I remember when I watched Teenage Mutant Turtles in the theater, I was like, this is brand new. Like pretty much everything about this movie is super special. And Wish is just Wish. Like
exactly.
It's just Disney being Disney. It's not even a good Disney.
Exactly. It's like Disney used to have such high standards and now it's just lowered because like I've seen so many videos about Wish where it's like see where Disney's standards have dropped to.
I feel like they just try to put out too much at the same time. So they don't really pay attention to the plot. Because if you think about Disney movies like back then versus now, it's like not the same feeling anymore.
Wait, but instead of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just bringing it back to that, who won the animated?
Oh, Boy and the Heron. I think they completely deserve that, in my opinion. I think Boy and the Heron was destined to win from the beginning. What did they say in Dune 2, as it was written? Speaking of Dune 2, that's a 2024 thing, but I feel like it's relevant.
Anyways, that reminds me of action. So I was thinking about Mission Impossible. So that is just disappointing to me because I'm a huge Mission Impossible fan, and I've been keeping up with like all the movies. And the recent one was a little bit of a letdown, but it was also kind of disappointing to me that like the action films didn't really get nominated.
Yeah, it got nominated for best like sound design or something or other, but if you ask me, like, it's crazy that the Oscars doesn't have, like, a best, like, stunt coordination or anything. Speaking of really good action movies this year, did you see John Wick 4?
Yeah, I saw somebody watching it on the airplane, but I didn't actually, like...
I feel like John Wick is the type of series where it doesn't get old no matter how many times you put it out, in a way. Because the story is really good, the way they progress.
Yeah, I've seen every single John Wick movie, like... three times. Like, I'm a huge fan, personally.
I think there were so many movies that just had a lot of potential that should have been either nominated for more or won more. But I do definitely feel like Oppenheimer did, like, deserve these awards because it's so, like, it's historically relevant. The plot is, like,
really
stirring. Cool. Yeah, it's, like, it has a huge impact.
Do you guys think there's any of the awards Oppenheimer won that they didn't really deserve? Because I've been seeing a lot of discourse online about the way Oppenheimer's edited, even though it won best editing. A lot of people were saying that it was, like, jarring or whatever. I thought it was okay.
Who do you think should have won?
Oh, I think it deserves best editing, but I saw a lot of online discourse. The only award for me that I have a bit of, like, I'm not really agreeing is probably best supporting for Robert Downey Jr. That's a really big moment, actually, for Robert Downey Jr., speaking of him, because it's the first time an SNL, like, cast member, like, not someone who's been featured, but actual cast member, has won an Oscar. Ooh. And, of course, it's his first Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, in my opinion, it should have gone to Robert De Niro, Kelly Slavo. I mean, you know, but of course, Robert Downey Jr., he did good still. I can't deny that.
This is kind of like a drastic shift, but I have some controversial opinions about Jimmy, like, Kimmel.
He didn't do that good.
I feel like they should have more people, like, new hosts of the shows instead of re-inviting people.
I feel like they should bring on, like, people in, like, the space of, like, film, like, movie critics and stuff. I feel like that'd be interesting. Like,
that would,
because every single award season it's the same, like, three dudes they cycle through being like, Oppenheimer was the Oppenheimer and Barbie, and the same, like, three jokes every time. They're not funny, it's and it's boring
about, like Barbie just being that movie about girls and we should, like, represent more, which I don't agree with. You know, it had, like, a good story and, like, it was putting a message out there, so
I think Barbie was definitely good. You know, me personally, I think that kind of mixed. I think a lot of the discussion about it online is too polarizing. People are either like, it sucks, it's so boring, or people are like, oh, like, it's the world's best feminist, like, masterpiece. I think it's somewhere in the middle. Like, it's a good movie.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think it is a bit overhyped in a way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I guess any movie can just really become overhyped, and that's why we really appreciate the ones that are underhyped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, speaking of childhood movies, you know, Inside Out 2 is coming out this year, and so is Moana.
Yeah. I really liked Inside Out when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I did. I'm kind of scared that they're going to ruin it. Disney and Pixar always mess up sequels. Like, the only time I can think of where they did sequels really good was Toy Story. And even then, past the third one, I'm like, why am I here? Why am I in the theater watching
Exactly.
This?
No, Toy Story was such a letdown, honestly. Like, when I got to the third movie, I was just so, oh, my God.
Right. The second one is peak fiction, though.
It is.
One of the world's best. It's like, yeah.
No, but do you guys think, like, Inside Out 2 or Moana 2 will be nominated for Oscars next year?
I'm willing to bet on Inside Out 2, but Moana 2, maybe not.
Yeah, because I felt like Moana 2 didn't really, like, Moana itself didn't need a sequel. So Moana 2 is not really
going to need it. Yeah, that's my question. What are they going to follow it up with? Like, what is the story like?
Is the volcano going to wake up?
Like, the only thing I can think of is, like, her having a child or, like, her, like, some sibling coming out of nowhere. And then
maybe it's, like, what did she ever at the end of the movie she went back to her island or whatever, right? So maybe there's going to be conflict within the island, like her dad is going to be
right? But the closing scene was literally her being happy.
There's a lot of sequels coming out next year, actually.
There are.
We have Quiet Place Day One, I think, and then Joker 2, which we already talked about. I like that first Joker movie. I'm kind of scared though.
I don't think they should make a second part. I feel like they should either leave it where it is or make a series where it goes into, like, Joker and then Batman, and then it's like a whole series that's, like, really good.
No, but I hope that, like, if other fandoms and, like, whatever universes are rebuilding themselves and they're just, like, improving, I hope there's more opportunity for them, and there shouldn't every single year. I hope there's not something like Oppenheimer, which just sweeps every single thing away. I know you guys mentioned Dune 2, but do you really think it's gonna win that many?
Mean, I think it has definitely has the potential to win a lot of those quote-unquote, like, smaller awards, like costume design, sound design, definitely editing, all of those. And then when it gets to the bigger awards, I definitely think there's a chance that I'm thinking of...
Like, cinematically, it was done really well.
Yeah, it was very good.
They did the world building really well in that movie. So I feel like it might just take it.
Did you see it in like
yeah, I did. It was just good.
It was just too good.
Seeing it on a screen.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I watched both Oppenheimer and Dune 2, but I like Dune 2 way better. So like, I think.
I'm a science fiction girl.
A lot of people have been saying like good things about Dune 2 that I've never heard with like
Dune. It's what's so impressive to me about it is that it takes what, if you guys have ever read the books, I've read the first one. It takes what's so great about all the first books and all the interesting world building, all the interesting concepts, and really like makes them better. Because if you've read the books, you know the character Chani, she's played by Zendaya in the movies. Mm-hmm. She's definitely less like, she's a bit more like submissive. She doesn't really have this deep of a role, but in the films she's really like a fully expanded character.
I like that. I like when movies kind of expand from the books onto their characters, whereas if they were to shut a character down, like I know there's way too many books that I've read, when I go to the movie the character's just like there, they don't even have a role in it.
Yeah,
like it's really hard to make like a book into a good movie. Yeah. And very few movies do that.
Do you guys have a favorite like book movie?
Book movie?
Mine's probably Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I love Lord of the Rings. This were really good.
I have a lot, actually. I like Great Gatsby.
That's a hit. Yeah, that's a hit.
Even, like, when you guys get to A-Ping, if you take that class, right, you'll hear, like, all the teachers saying, oh, like, even if you don't read the book, the movie's really good and actually, like, tells the real story.
How about, did you guys watch Nimona? Because I never got the chance to. It just kept popping up on my feed.
But I did watch it. It's really great. It's a good, especially for a Netflix movie. I feel like you rarely see them being that great.
But did it get nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, it did.
It did?
That was it. Got nominated for Best Anime. I saw a lot of debate online whether Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should have gotten it or not. I think, hey, the real person who should get kicked out is Wish. I'm like, we are the weakest link here.
Honestly, I didn't even know that movie was a thing. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I didn't know Wish was a thing.
Creepy. But speaking of like next year's Oscars and stuff, is there anything else that you guys think would be nominated? Because I was driving by like I said, the same day that I was like the same day of the Oscars, I saw this poster for like Godzilla x Kong, and they're making another one, and that was kind of crazy because I feel like they're kind of, I don't know, they're kind of overdoing it.
They took Godzilla and they're just like bringing him out.
I'm telling you, next this movie they're gonna put him in space, like how they did with Fast and Furious where they started putting them on space. Like Godzilla is gonna be able to fly and like
he's literally going inside like the Kong multiverse. So it's basically the same thing.
Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of Season 7 of Keeping It Arcadia.
For the full list of episodes, you can visit dciausd.weebly.com or visit our Podbean podcast page.
Make sure to check out our AUSD Instagram and Facebook page to find out more about DCI and keep up with district events.
Thank you to Allison and Supriya for joining me, and this has been Jayesha Deb.
And Allison Chan.
And Supriya Thapa
with Keeping It Arcadia.